The Oxford Dictionary defines fear as an unpleasant, awful, strong emotion caused by the anticipation or awareness of danger. And as All Hallows' Eve is just under a week away, it's the one time a year where people look forward to a good scare as the world gets a little spookier. Common fears of people include canophobia, the fear of dogs, agoraphobia, the fear of open or crowded spaces, acorophobia, the fear of heights, and arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. I lurked around the campus finding out what scares CNA students.
I'd say heights is probably my biggest fear, to be honest. I've been a huge thing since I was a kid. Couldn't really go on, like, roller coasters or anything.
Acorophobia, the fear of heights. This term is from the Greek word meaning peak or summit, acora.
I would probably have to say I've never really been a big fan of wasps or hornets. They just kind of, they spook me a little bit. Don't want to get stung. I know that it's not really going to be that big of an issue, but I think it will be, and that's where that's at.
Sphexophobia is the present fear of wasps. The word derives from sphecho, meaning wasps in Greek.
My fear is probably really stupid, just because when I was really young, my brother made me watch Chucky with him, and ever since, I've been afraid that, like, a little demon doll is going to crawl out from under my bed and try to kill me with a knife. And it's so stupid, but I'm still afraid of it, and I'm 21.
Thank you.
Pedophobia is the unwarranted, irrational, or persistent fear or worry of dolls.
My biggest fear is being trapped in the middle of the ocean with no one around me. It's the thought of being alone and pretty much knowing that you're going to die, you have no other option, is terrifying to me.
Thank you.
Thalassophobia is the intense and persistent fear of sea or sea travel, coming from the Greek word thalassia, meaning sea.
I guess they're like maybe like high intense like social situations, but like that's okay. Probably it.
Agoraphobia is the fear of crowded spaces or talking. This comes from the Greek word agora, meaning public square or public space. So this All Hallows Eve, there's no shortage of things to fear and no shortage of ways to celebrate. Go to a graveyard at night, contact the dead, visit the haunted grounds, just enjoy the dread in the air. But in keeping with the spirit of the season, the only thing to really fear is missing out. For Kicker Radio, I'm Dylan Shepherd.